With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Elmore Leonard is the sensational novelist from Detroit, whose crisp dialogue and hard-boiled characters have delighted readers and critics. His crime fiction includes Stick, La Brava, and Glitz. His latest published novel, Touch, is different. It's not a crime story, and it's not even new. Elmore Leonard wrote Touch 10 years ago.
My publisher at that time gave up on it. They couldn't decide how to sell it. They didn't see a hook. They didn't see a way to label it.
That was bad enough, but 10 years ago, Elmore Leonard didn't have the name he has today.
My work didn't fit into a niche that was easily labeled. I don't write mysteries. I write crime stories.
So Touch, rejected by more than a dozen publishers, remained unpublished until Arbor House brought it out this year.
Friends of mine who read it thought it was my best work. Reviewers today, some feel it's my best work.
Set in Detroit, Touch is about a young Franciscan brother named Juvenal, who appears to be able to give sight to the blind and strength to the lame. Elmore Leonard says he's always been fascinated by the word stigmata, the wounds of Christ, which also appear on the body of Juvenal. This Jesus-like character sparks the interest of a recreational vehicle salesman who sees a sure thing, a right-wing Catholic militant and a sleazy TV talk show host, all trying to cash in. There's also a lot about alcoholism in Touch. Elmore Leonard himself is a recovered alcoholic.
The main character, Juvenal, goes to work in an alcohol rehabilitation center in Detroit, Sacred Heart, and I did research there.
While Touch isn't about crime, it carries the Elmore Leonard brand. Fast-moving, tight writing, sharp dialogue. Touch was published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Don't talk to novelist Elmore Leonard about rejection. His most recent published novel, Touch, was rejected by more than a dozen publishers, and not just Touch.
The Big Bounce was rejected 84 times in New York and L.A.
That's right, 84 times. Leonard says the publishers have all sorts of excuses for not publishing a publishable book.
This title is just too difficult to try and market, and I thought, I remember thinking that it wasn't easy to write.
Back in 1977, the publishers said they couldn't categorize Touch, since it wasn't a crime novel or a Western like Leonard's other works. In other words, they couldn't figure out how to market it. Despite his many rejections, Leonard eventually found an audience for Touch and all of his other work.
I've sold everything I've written, with the exception of about 3 short stories, and all of my books, 24 out of 25 of my books, have sold or have been optioned in Hollywood.
Among them, Mr. Majestic with Charles Bronson, Stick with Burt Reynolds, and 52 Pickup with Roy Scheider. Leonard's fans will like Touch, even though there's not much crime in it, because of the Leonard style and his taut dialogue. Touch is about a Christ-like Franciscan brother who seems to have healing powers and the people who seek to exploit him. Elmore Leonard says he's not sure how Touch became what it became.
Usually a book begins with a much different idea, and it evolves then into what it becomes.
Incidentally, the year Elmore Leonard wrote Touch, 1977, was the year he had his last drink. Specifically, January 24th, 1977, at 9 in the morning. That date is etched on a coin so he will remember, for alcoholism was about to destroy his life. Elmore Leonard's Touch was published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.